Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Apple's push to fix America's emergency response infrastructure, an area that is ripe for upgrades, to say the least. We'll get the latest details on its next big project. But first, these tech headlines. Apple has been ordered to pay a penalty of $6.7 million by an Australian court for refusing to offer free fixes for iPhones and iPads, ones that were previously serviced by non-Apple stores. The Wall Street Journal's Mike Cherney notes that as products get more complex, the conflict over where customers can get their devices repaired has intensified. Apparently, voice assistants are the new marketing battleground. These days, advertisers are using the smart devices to reach consumers who have an aversion to traditional ads. The Journal writes that with voice assistants like Amazon's Alexa gateways, marketers see it as a new way to reach people while enhancing what they're doing, rather than interrupting it. And one last question. Is a private car rented through an app a rental car? The answer to that question, which is popping up in state legislatures and courts around the country, could determine whether peer-to-peer car sharing services get regulated the same way traditional car rental companies do. The Journal's Adrian Roberts has more at WSJ.com. Coming up, Apple steps in to help emergency response infrastructure, the latest on its partnership with a startup that will push new software to iPhone users later this year. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
Apple is partnering with a startup called RapidSOS to take on a problem that has plagued 911 operators, locating cell phone callers. Joining us in studio with the latest is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krause. Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the problem first. To say that America's emergency response infrastructure, to say that it's in need of an upgrade is kind of an understatement, right?
Absolutely.
So what seems to be the main problem?
So the problem that I wrote about in my story was that it was difficult for 911 call centers to actually know where you are when you call 911 from a mobile phone. So the 911 call center infrastructure is, A, very fragmented across the country. There's varying degrees of technology that are used. There's not sort of a central control body that oversees all 911 call centers. They're very region and even town specific sometimes. Mm. And they're rooted in the old landline system where the sort of switch network, the traditional phone line landline system would dispatch a specific location because that's where that phone is located.
Because it was confusing to me because it seems like we have the tech. You even note in your article that little blue dot that we, you know, mm-hmm. we see we're waiting for an Uber. It seems like the tech is there and ready. It's just a matter of the infrastructure.
Yeah. And that was sort of the scary thing, if you think about it, is most people see that blue dot for Uber and they think, well, Uber knows where I am. So certainly anything that is rooted in my mobile phone, they also have that location. When in fact, for 911 calls, especially, they didn't know that location. So the carriers, your wireless carrier delivers your information. It sort of triangulates from the nearest cell phone tower. They'll use GPS chips that are actually in the phone, but it is a less precise location than what some of those apps have. So what this step did, the startup created a technology that is embedded actually in the 911 call center. So it is the pipes that helps deliver that precise location that Apple has on your smartphone directly into the call center. And so one of the earlier iterations that this startup, RapidSOS, thought about was, oh, we'll put an app on people's phone. But that takes time to open. There's a risk of it not working. It's not piped directly into the call centers. And then its founder realized, hey, we actually need to be the pipe and be directly embedded within the technology that first responders, or rather the 911 emergency call centers, are using when you call them. Because 80% of 911 calls now are made from mobile phones.
Right, you figure, right? That makes a lot of sense. And I guess if there's anyone big enough to take such big matters into their own hands, it's big tech, it's companies like Apple. And you write about how this is a sign that tech companies, you know, smartphone makers, are starting to really take this seriously and do this. Is there more going on in this landscape among big tech?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is it's a tricky problem to step into, right? Because there's lives at risk. It is a daunting problem. I mean, there's an estimate that shaving a minute off response times would save 10,000 lives a year, which is a huge amount. So the benefit is obvious. But the risk, if you get it wrong, is also quite high. So there's a number of different technologies, apps and otherwise, that have been created to help you dispatch your location. But some of those assume that you are able to pull out your phone and summon an app and send your location to someone else. It assumes, you know, certain freedoms that you may or may not have in an emergency. And one of the 911 operators that I talked to reminded me, you know, these are typically the worst minutes of people's lives. It's hard to sort of square your thoughts and say, okay, what do I need to tell these people about myself? And so the benefit of what Apple is trying to do here to iPhone users is just, it's automatic. When you call 911 from an iPhone, it will automatically send that location through. And so it will be delivered in addition to what your wireless provider would have sent.
So it's good to know that this stuff is in motion across the board. Google, Apple,
it
everyone is.
Yeah, and to be clear, Apple's not the only one that has sort of, you know, tried to figure out what it can do on this front. Google tested this last year. And so other companies are trying to get their arms around it as well. There's a wireless industry association that's involved in creating a database of beacons and wireless hotspots that will better help them triangulate your information on the carrier side. So there's a lot of different moving parts here. So there's cause for cheer, I suppose, and a very scary problem.
Right. Sarah Cross, thanks for the latest.
Thank you.
For more details on the story, head to Sarah's article at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.